is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction as always. It's great to be back in another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Today is our first show for Autism Awareness Month. We're very excited. A lot of stuff going on, and you know, if you plan up lighting up blue, obviously it was April 2nd, so we're a little past that now. But still, we celebrate it here for the whole month. And, of course, you know me on Hope Saves the Day and Autism Radio is we celebrate and we bring awareness to the autism community every day because we live with it every day. So, therefore, we want to be the change every day in the autism community and helping many families in need. There's some interesting articles that have come out and some research and science in the recent news, especially it's Autism Awareness Month. So this is obviously a really, really busy month in the autism community. A lot of media coverage, a lot of posting on the internet. One article that's come out, it's about antibiotics, actually, and is if there's a connection between gut bacteria and autism. I know I've talked about this kind of stuff in the past. We've had guests on the show, a good friend of mine, Chris Ford. We know his daughter's story. So you can go on autismradio.org or go on the WWE website and also read about the story, how his daughter was very deficient in a lot of good flora bacteria in her gut. And once we implemented that, a lot of changes started happening for her. But this article was published in the Microbial Ecology of Health and Disease, and basically they explore the correlation between gut flora and autism. There was one report about a father who did a test with his son, showed improvements after taking a round of antibiotics for strep throat, actually. Because now they're finding that there's actually a type of bad bacteria that is in a lot of these kids' digestive systems as well. And see, what happens is if you're using probiotics, they will, you know, put all the good flora in there, but also sometimes there's a bad form of bacteria that's in the body that needs to be killed off first before the good is put back in. So basically, this study, there was a study back in 1999 at the Chicago Children's Hospital, and the recent study that we're talking about was at Arizona State University, and it found that children with autism have less diversity in types of bacterial found in the gut than many children that are not diagnosed with autism. And many of the studies along a lot of the personal observations, there was Dr. Richard Fry, who's head of the autism research program in Arkansas at the Children's Hospital Research Institute, and basically got together and collaborated with other researchers to explore the possibility of autism and gut flora link. They actually presented their findings at the first International Microbe and Health and Disease with special focus on autism this upcoming month, actually. And then also there's going to be one in June. And there's a publication of special edition of the Microbial Ecology and Health and Disease that focuses on autism and microbiome. The microbiome refers to trillions of bacteria that live in the digestive system, and most provide benefits such as delivering the nutrients to the body and developing the immune system, and also help regulating metabolism. Many other benefits can cause problems when the bad bacteria can grow rampant and actually crowd out space for the good bacteria. So as we know, antibiotics kill both kinds of bacteria, and it's not clearly exactly how many rounds of antibiotics can affect symptoms of autism. But the research is interesting because Dr. Rodakis is determined to get a better understanding of this phenomenon, because he believed that if we could understand the biology and the biological basis of these improvements, we might gain a little bit insight on how autism works and we're able to help it. Many current research is demonstrating that gut bacteria can play previously undiscovered roles in health and disease throughout medicine. And it's very strong evidence that also plays a role possibly with autism. And it's their hope that they're studying these antibiotic responding children so they can learn more about the core biology of autism. You know, there's many different levels, obviously. You know, autism, this is just one area, but it is interesting to see that how many of these kids are tested that have autism have a very affected gut, or, you know, they said leaky gut syndrome. And but, you know, they also caution parents not obviously to rush out and start feeding their children antibiotics either, because the link between gut microbiome and autism is still being researched, and long-term antibiotic can obviously have a lot of significant side effects. He also points to the studies showing that certain individuals with autism displayed and even increased symptoms while taking antibiotics, and still unclear. Dr. Rodakis and Dr. Fry are very hopeful that the future research will lead to answers and possibly some treatments, because, you know, this may help some kids. And this is not for everybody, obviously, because there's many that may not have any effect at all. But those of the kids, especially, I think, you know, some of the parents out there that, you know, had issues where their child might have had a vaccination or a severe virus, and they noticed a lot of changes after that happened in their children. And I know with my son, that happened to us. But one of the things I wanted to talk about also, about this one recent thing out of Australia, how, and I'm not surprised, but classical music may actually calm children with autism. And they actually did an official study that playing classical music may actually calm and reduce stress for children on the spectrum. Jeremy Marriott, who did his doctoral research project, chose classical music samples. He actually chose Beethoven's Piano Sonata Number 8, and it's a very slow, gentler, quiet, calm type music. He actually was on ABC News talking about this. But what he did was, to ensure he'd get reliable results, he asked groups of 15 children and their parents to participate in a 15-minute bus ride simulation built at the university. And before starting the ride, he took a swab of saliva from each of the child that had autism. And then during the ride, he played the classical music sample and took another saliva sample at the end. And over a course of the month of these participants, would move from a simulated bus ride to a real bus ride, the results were absolutely amazing, especially for one teenager, Michael Archer. The bus ride, Michael would chew on a piece of rubber while being restrained to restrict his movements. And then when the song came on, the teenager's reaction were anything but Michael's mother, Julia, said. His focus changed from chewing and rocking motions to actually looking around and wondering where the music is coming from, and getting very relaxed and even yawning. And they said since he started listening to classical music at school, his overall mood has improved, and he's having much less meltdowns and tantrums and like less likely to self-harm himself. So very interesting stuff. You know, as we said, this is April and it's Autism Awareness Month, and it began on April 2nd, which was World Autism Awareness Day. But we want to celebrate it here, and we're trying to, you know, bring you lots of different news and stories here that might be around in the autism community. I thought might have some interest. But there's a lot of stuff going on, and hopefully, we can find things that help many kids. But one thing most important to me too, especially, is that there's a real big job training push going on with young adults with autism. There's a great vocational program coming out of Connecticut, actually, and they have a proposal to train over 100 young adults with autism for future employment and independent living. Obviously, we know the numbers are growing, and a lot of the individuals with autism that are still employed are unable to, fend for themselves. The Bureau of Rehabilitation Services and the Department of Developmental Services are required to report back their progress by July 2016. One of the great things is they have some great occupational therapists who were asked to testify in front of the human service panels that they believe the occupational therapy will be a vital part of the training program. So, although you could debate how and how long the program should run, it's still an ongoing thing, and many citizens out of Connecticut are in agreement that the program is really urgently needed, and the concerns that one in 68 children in the country now is affected by autism, which is recently reported by the CDC. Of course, here in New Jersey, we're one out of 50, so the numbers are even higher. So this is really important. This is huge to have jobs out there for many adults or young adults with autism, and also they have a lot of talents, and they find that many of them, when with the proper training and given the opportunity, actually outperform many neurotypical people at certain jobs. So there's a lot of value to companies to, get on board and get involved with this. So it's very important that we continue, pushing for this. And I know Dr. Temple Grandin, who's been on our program many times, is a big proponent for, getting jobs, whatever it might be. It could be cutting grass. It could be anything. So it is interesting to see, what they can do. You find something, you find their niche. And like I said, they really focus in on it, and they're very good employees, very reliable. They hardly ever call out. I know where I work, one of the custodians has autism. He's probably, working there, 15, 16 years now. And he does a phenomenal job. He takes his job very serious. And I'm a big fan of his, obviously. And, he's there every day. The guy never misses a day of work. So, that tells you something, that they're dedicated to what they do. They care about what they do, and they need that regiment. And they take great pride in their work. They really do. They just need the proper guidance and make sure that nobody takes advantage of them or treats them poorly. And that's why I think, you need to have someone kind of to mediate that. I know I was fortunate enough when I used to work in assisted living many years ago, as I started a special needs job training program, and we brought in some individuals who had some disabilities, and I worked with them one-on-one with basically like a counselor, and to, talk to the counselor to try to meet their needs. And I found them to be excellent workers, and I took a lot of pride in teaching them, a lot of things, a lot of skills. I mean, one of them started as a busboy, and eventually he worked his way up to prep, and now he's cooking and has a full-time job. He's making a decent salary for himself. So, it's just giving them the chance and the opportunity to do that. I've always been involved in the special needs community. It's just kind of interesting now how it obviously hit my home, and I'm raising a child with autism. So it's very interesting how these things have changed over the years. There's a lot more out there. Obviously now there's a lot more services. There's a lot more things. So I feel like, you know, we're in a better place now in the autism community than we were 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. You know, things were not good at all 30 years ago. As I know, a good friend of mine, Cosmos Kousalos, who's been on my show many times, a couple of years ago now, it's been actually quite a few years, but his daughter, he raised a daughter in the 70s who had autism, and it was very difficult because there was like zero services. Now there's many more services and a lot out there. It helps a lot, but we still have a long way to go. And there's still a lot of families who are struggling and need help. And that's why we're here at autismradio.org to provide services and help and hope for those in the autism community. So without your support, guys, we're not able to do this. But we want to also get out there. You know, a lot of stuff going on this month. Obviously, April is super busy. We have some great events coming up. You know, some of our affiliates and friends of the community, you know, we want to be sure that we support them. We have a good kid who good friends with his mom, and he happens to be in our swimming program. Matt Ribeiro is going to be at the Fine Grind on April 11th from 2 to 4 at the Fine Grind Coffee Bar, where he's going to showcase his artwork, and he's going to be able to have it on sale. So if you're in the area, you know, please visit the Fine Grind in New Jersey and see Matt Ribeiro's work. It's very important to him and to his mom, of course, and also us here at Autism Radio. So if you do go to our events page on autismradio.org, you can see one of his pieces of artwork, and he'll have many other pieces of art there for display and also for sale. So be sure to get in on that. Also, our very own Lynn Glukoff, who is my co-host many times on the show, and she's doing a wonderful autism awareness seminar on April the 22nd at the Mahwah Public Library at 6:30 in Mahwah, New Jersey. This seminar is free, and it's open to everybody. They're also holding a story time upstairs for many children, so if you can't find a babysitter, please bring your children, and all is welcome. I also like to mention that Park Lake School, who's very near and dear to my heart, is hosting a wonderful gala on April the 24th at the Brownstone in Paterson, New Jersey. Please come out and support the students of Park Lake School. There's going to be a wonderful fundraiser with numerous enrichment programs for all the wonderful students in the program. Silent auction items and tricky tray items. Tickets are $65, which include a full buffet dinner and an open bar all night. And for more information and tickets, you can email Garrett at PLSPTA@gmail.com, or you can give her a call and call Sandy Garrett at 973-983-1099. So her number is 973-983-1099. So give Sandy Garrett a call. If you like a nice night out to the Brownstone, they're going to have an open bar all night and a great full buffet, all you can eat. And it's just a wonderful night out to support one of the local schools here in New Jersey who do some wonderful, amazing work with our children with autism. So be sure to support the schools. It's a great cause. Also, I want to also shout out to Brendan Adams, who's putting on a wonderful event for us on April the 18th. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be in Long Island, and it's Grappling with Autism. It's going to be a wonderful event. We're very, very excited about that. So we want to be sure to get out there. We have so many participants that are going to be there. And it's going to be a great event, and many people are jumping on. A lot of great grapplers, both women and men, are competing in this and raising money for AutismRadio.org. So we're very, very proud of that. It's the UFC gym in New York. It's a great, great thing that Brandon Adams is putting on for us. So we're very excited about that, and we'll be out there on April the 18th. Also, we want to make sure that we get this out there, the address for the UFC gym, Long Island. It's 2020 Jericho Turnpike in New Hyde Park, New York. So if you're into UFC or grappling or jiu-jitsu, it's a great event. The UFC gym in Long Island is hosting the event that has featuring Brazilian jiu-jitsu, between many of the members at the UFC gym and Long Island BJJ team. And remember, all these proceeds will benefit Autism Radio. So we're very excited about that, and we want to thank all of them for participating and putting this great event on. Also, there's a great event coming up for one of our other affiliate schools, a great school out of New Jersey. It's called Walk for a Lifetime in Verona Park, New Jersey. It's on May the 3rd. It's in Verona Park at the Walking Path. This is for the Children's Institute. We'll be holding their annual Walk for a Lifetime in Verona Park. The Children's Institute, known as TCI, provides educational, therapeutic, and vocational training to children and adults on the autism spectrum with any related disabilities. So if you want to register or donate, you can go to www.tcischool.org/walk. So that's another great school here in New Jersey that we want to get out there to the autism community. Plus, June 1st is our NGFCU 6th Annual Golf Tournament at Picatinny Arsenal. The North Jersey Federal Credit Union is hosting this great event. The schedule of the day, registrations at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the contests begin at 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., or 11 a.m., and brunch is at 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., and then the shotgun's at 11:30 a.m., and then dinner and the award ceremonies at 4:30 p.m. And all the proceeds and benefit will following organizations: us, Autism Radio, the Boys and Girls Club of Patterson and Passaic. And we want to thank everybody for the participation and contributions to the worthy cause, and looking forward to hopefully seeing you all on the greens. So there's many different contests, and it's a great event. And if you want to be a sponsor, they have some great sponsorship opportunities. You can get a tee sign. It's only $100. It comes with a customized tee sign with your company's name. There's the golfer, which includes the brunch, dinner, and green fees for one person. Cart sponsor. You can have a customized company sign displayed on the golf carts, $500. You can get a company sign at the putting green with an opportunity to meet with the golfers. And also the longest drive sponsor is $500, and you get your company sign at the longest drive hole with an opportunity to meet golfers during the contest. And then there's a beverage sponsor for $800 that has a customized company sign predominantly displayed on the beverage oasis. And then there's a $900 special, which is for four players, which includes brunch, dinner, and green fees for four people. And there's a $1,000 sponsorship, which is complimentary to some and a tee sign. And then the gold sponsor, which is $1,500, is complimentary for two people, a tee sign, and a virtual app, and a website listing also. And then there's a $2,000 platinum prize sponsor that's complimentary, foursome, T-sign, and a virtual ad. And then there's the brunch, which is the $2,200 sponsor that's complimentary, foursome, T-sign, virtual ad, and website listing. And then the main dinner sponsor is $3,000, and it's a complimentary, foursome, T-sign, virtual ad, and company banner at the event, and a website listing. So be sure to contact Adia at 973-785-9200, extension 3392. Again, it's Adia at 973-785-9200, extension 3392. And you can contact her if you're interested in a sponsorship or attending the event and being a golfer. It's a great, great fundraiser, beautiful day out there. It's a great golf course. So if you're looking for something to do, it's a great thing, you know, to get out there and play some golf. So also want to make sure we get this out there, which I know we keep talking about it. It seems like it's far away, but it's getting closer and closer. Our very own Autism Radio Casino Night, which is betting on the futures, on our children's futures. It's September the 18th at 7 o'clock to 11 p.m. at the Bethwood in Toto, New Jersey. It's $95 per person, includes a full buffet, an open bar, and $100 in casino money, prizes to the winners, and there's a silent auction as well as a DJ and a dance floor. So if you want to dance with your loved one or your girlfriend or whatever it might be, it's a great one to get out there and have a good time. It's $95 per person, includes, like I said, a full buffet, open bar, and it gives you $100 in gambling casino money for the night. So it's a great, great opportunity to help give back to the autism community. It's a fun night out, and it's also a bargain, like I said, because you're getting $100 for your $95 plus a full buffet, all you can eat, and a premium open bar. So what more could you ask for? It's a great event and a great night out. So be sure to join us that. Also, I want to also mention this, that our contest is still going on for the Hope Saves the Day song. This week is one of our top songs so far voted by you, the listeners, that redid my song, Hope Saves the Day. It's by Tom Costello, who does a great job on the song and did it very differently than when I created it. So we want your vote. So please vote at questions@autismradio.org if you like our version or if you like Tom's version. So, you know, so far that's the two versions we have. We have some new versions that'll be coming up on upcoming shows here on Hope Saves the Day. So we want to thank everybody for their support in the autism community. And wish everybody a great Autism Awareness Month, and be safe. And we're thinking about all you guys, so and we're here for you. So there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a real busy month, and we look forward to seeing everybody hopefully out at our events real soon. So wish everybody a great night and a great week, as always. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day. Bye, everyone.
Hi, my name is Tom Casella, and I'm a music teacher a special needs school in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey called the Windsor Learning Center. I've created this music video to help spread autism awareness. This project is important to me because I've worked with many autistic students over the past 7 years, and I've watched the number of students diagnosed with autism increase. The newest statistic is that 1 in every 50 children is diagnosed somewhere along the autism spectrum. I was inspired to create this music video for Autism Radio's Hope Saves the Day music contest to help spread autism awareness. Musicians are to create music to the lyrics written by Paul Simmons and then submit their music to listeners, then to be judged. The lyrics are about his personal experience with his son who is nonverbal, and I wanted to dedicate my musical rendition to someone I know in my life, a beautiful mother and daughter who are facing some of the same challenges, Tammy Marderson and Jalen West.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside, please help me understand what your world like. I wanna feel your love. I wanna know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought you can't feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound you can't make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling, how it feels to be me.
Thank you for watching. Please share this video to help spread autism awareness. Also, please consider donating to autismradio.org, America's first 100% volunteer charity for autism.